Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening is joining us on the line now. Is the head boys track and field coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowboys, Corey Yoder, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet, Quinn. It's been an interesting track season so far.
No doubt. The first thing I wanted to talk about was kind of the up and down roller coaster ride it's been since we got into the outdoor season. You know, your first three outdoor meets wind up getting canceled or postponed due to weather. Finally get some good weather last week. You had the Clear Lake Boys Invitational, your first, you know, legitimate outdoor meet of the year to really see where your team has been. And then on Thursday, you sent Huxley Linkenfelter over to Manson, try to get one last chance to maybe qualify for the Drake Relays and the discus in that, but still managed to take home the win in that boys discus event. But just all in all, through the ups and downs of the early part of the outdoor season, just what have you seen from this team that has stood out to you about how they've been able to perform when they've been able to perform here early on?
Yeah, it's been an interesting start of the season, Quinn. It's trying to figure out what's going to be best for this team. Like I said, beginning of the season, we had 15 freshmen, so they get thrown right into the fire. So I can't say enough about a track team. They're mentally tough. They've withstand everything. They're only having one outdoor meet compared to everybody else who's had about three or four. And tonight we have our second one in Hampton tonight, which will be a good tone setter. And then tomorrow night at BK, and then Friday night at Pocahontas. But some kids that have stand out so far is Logan Torcell, or one of our juniors. He's had a great season so far, especially in the Open 800. He has dropped his time. He ran 2:13 in the Wartburg meet back in March. He did a really good job there, finished in the top five there, and then he just ran a 2:12 at the Clear Lake Invitational as well last week. And then tonight he's going to get some real good competition, which I can't wait to see how he does, Quinn, against these guys. I've told him multiple times in the last week he's got to get that time down to about 2:08, 2:06 in that area right now at this point in the season. And then we have to get it down to about 202, 203 at districts to even have a shot to get to the state tournament. I also want to say some good things about Huxley Lingenfelter. Returning state qualifier in the discus last year. Hadn't thrown all year until Clear Lake Invitational, and he whips out his personal best of 155.9, which he finished third in that event behind the two Algona boys who were way high in the state in Class 3A. And then, like you said, we went over to try to get him to qualify again. He's only like a few feet out of qualifying, and the conditions weren't the best that day. The wind was really blowing, too. I think it was from the southwest. It was blowing really good, and it kind of caused him some hectic there. But he did throw 153, I think it was 11, to win the meet, so which is a good thing. And that's his first. His dad said that was his first discus win ever, so that was a great thing. But we didn't get qualified. I know he wanted to qualify really bad, Quinn. It just wasn't in the cards, but my freshman, I can't say enough about right now, Maxson Downing, Perez Hernandez, Paxton Lingenfelter, and all my guys that are freshmen, Reed Campbell, Zane Kiefer. These kids are just hanging in. They're doing a great job, Quinn. It's just hard. We're only going to our second meet tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got that meet over Hampton Dumont Cal tonight. You've got some good competition there. Programs like South Hardin, Roland Story have been really good in recent years. Appleton Parkersburg as well. Just to name a couple, and you know, three meets this week. So for all that time, your team lost with the weather the last couple weeks. You're going to make up a lot of it here this week, and obviously with the young group, maybe a little bit. It's possible, maybe a little bit of fatigue could play in as well with having three meets in a week. Just, you know, how are you and the staff going about handling the heavy workload this week, especially with a younger roster?
Well, tonight I kind of gave the kids some. Stacked a couple relays tonight, Quinn, but with the wind being the way it was, I'll see what they can do. But tomorrow night at BK, I've stacked the major relays that I think that we have a chance of doing, getting to the state meet in. Like, I know we're going to be stacking the sprint med tomorrow night, the distance med, the 4x1, and I'm pretty sure the 4x2 will be stacked tomorrow night at BK because we run against competition. That's our level, and I think our kids will compete very well, but they've competed against the best so far. And like tonight, South Hardin's got a good track team. Roland Story's got a good track team. AP is a team I worry about. I don't want to be where they are at districts. We were at their districts last year with South Hardin, and AP were there. And like I said, the districts haven't come out yet, which is shocking. But I'm hoping we end up going to Rolling Story, which is about only 30 miles away. I just want to stay away from the AP area up in Hudson. They just have some good track runners up there, and I want to like to see teams that I haven't seen, you know, that I know that my kids will have confidence. Because being a freshman, you know, going from winning everything in eighth grade, Quinn, to, you know, running to high school, it's not the same. You know, if you're going against, you know, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, you're just not going against one class. It's all one, and they're figuring that out now, and they've done really well. I can't complain one bit. They've ran hard in practice, and it's just, it's going to be a work in progress, like I said. And then in about a year or two, Clarion Goldfield track is going to be on the map. These freshman kids are set standard, and with a bunch of kids coming up in eighth grade, Clarion Goldfield track is going to be around for a while.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck tonight at the Hampton-Dumont Cal Invitational over in Hampton.
Thanks, Quinn. Greatly appreciated.
Yep, that was Corey Yoder, the head boys track and field coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowboys here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with more after this on 95.7 FM.